Three, two.
We're diving in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. Back-to-back episodes. Number 81.
Yeah.
I remember that because we did one last night. My memory's not that
terrible. I hope you did. I hope you did.
81. I did it.
He nailed it.
Yeah.
Crushed it. We are... Oh, all right. Chair. Oh, wow. I'm going to turn off those notification noises. That's going to be too much.
That was probably me.
It was you. It was. I was going to say, thank you, Cheesefoot, for the share, but you're sitting right next to me. So, yeah, Cheesefoot's back. Tyler's back. Bob is back.
Yeah.
Ben, unfortunately, is always here, and we're joined tonight by Emma.
You can't fucking get rid of me.
What's going on? Talk again?
I said, what's up?
All right, we got to turn you up a little bit. You're a little soft. A little soft spoken.
I'll just start yelling.
You're good. Tonight we are going to be doing a bunch of evergreen beers. We got a big lineup, so I'm glad everyone was able to come tonight.
Yes.
We're going to fly through this episode, and then we're going to go hang out with the birthday boy, Eddie Collins, tonight. Really excited about that.
We're doing a beer rush mode.
Not super rushed. I think 6:30 is a good time to start.
Yeah. Pound them.
Yeah.
we're going to get work done, put it that way.
Well, Paulo 88 every beer. You ever watch the episodes?
Fucking Steve.
He literally poured to Steve and be like, oh, great. Well,
like, whoop, whoop.
He's like, what do you think of it? I don't remember. So, yeah, let's pull up the first one. While Ben's pulling that out, if you guys like what you hear, please hit that share button if you are watching on any platform. Let people know we're here. Type in the chat. Ooh. Hang out with us. I did not test if the Facebook chat is working. I should probably do that real quick while Ben's pouring. Oh, you went right for it. You went right for the daddy beer here.
You're damn right I did.
Also, check the links below. We do have merchandise if you want to grab a cool Bangin' Beers t-shirt, pin. Well, I don't know. There's a whole bunch of stuff on there. You can go grab that and support the channel. Let's see what we got here. See if it's working. Yes. All right. Chat is working. We can see Facebook chat tonight, which is perfect.
There you go. You have all of your chats run into that same thing that you use there.
Yep.
That's awesome. Damn.
Super convenient. And then what I try to do is I put the chat also on the screen. So if people are chatting from two different platforms, they can see what each other are saying. They can still communicate with each other. You know, we're trying to get a little fancy here, Cheesefoot. You know, I mean, this isn't the deli.
We're not fucking barbaric, Cheesefoot. Yeah,
rip
I mean,
the like, deli, dude.
Yeah, the deli was the deli was one of the first and best local game streamers.
Lately, talking to Meatball, now that he's got everything settled, you know, both daughters are here. He's been talking about he wants to get back into it. However, it's going to be a little bit different because we're not in the same house anymore.
So you got to get your setup down.
Yeah, so we're going to have two full goddamn setups. Like, the first one wasn't a full goddamn studio. We're going to have two of them.
I like it. I like it a lot. All right, Ben, what are we drinking here?
Well, I wanted everybody to describe their stuff before I made the write-up.
Well, you can talk about the beer. You can say the name of it. Everything's from Evergreen Tonight. Yeah.
Sorbetto 11. This is a wacky, like, blueberry, boysenberry, fucking raspberry beer.
Wow.
Yeah. It's something else.
Have you already started?
What?
Have you already started?
Yeah.
Have you been drinking today?
It's pretty good.
Maybe.
Man, you can tell.
Yeah.
You're starting with your eyes glazed over. This is great.
Yeah, I know.
You're in for a treat tonight.
Were you just by yourself, just drinking?
Hey, I have to clear some beers out at some point in time.
I'm here with you. We went to the wheel, and I had
stay
a,
tuned,
a few
ladies
Moscow
gentlemen. This
mules.
One's gonna get crazy.
No, I'll be.
Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Yeah. Bob also has already been partaked already. He was at a brew fest before he got here. So
like what?
So
awesome. What?
But Bob, what? But Bob is an adult with his beer. You know, he's been drinking all day. You have three, and you're like a giggling schoolgirl already.
No, talk about like seven, maybe.
You are literally working triple time to keep yourself focused. I didn't even notice. I'm sitting here, and I'm like, and then he starts talking. I'm like, he's already fucking hammered.
Yeah.
Like you right know from the movie in. Theater yeah. bar. Yeah,
a good episode.
You've seen Ben in this condition.
Like, all right,
so Ben, here. What, let's read this off, hopefully.
I will certainly read this off.
He's going to try.
So, Sorbetto Series number 11 is an Evergreen Brewing Company's fruited sour, clocking at 6% alcohol by volume. Fruited sour, boysenberry, blackberry, blueberry, and marshmallows. And that's it.
That marshmallow has a really nice softness to it.
Yeah,
yeah, right at the end there.
The marshmallow definitely does it for me. I would have never been like, oh, let me get a marshmallow and a sour beer, but it's really working.
Mm-hmm. This is fantastic.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when we talked about marshmallow in the last episode or couple episodes, it was
last time I was here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really gives a nice little, like, softness to the whole beer in general.
Yeah.
And
It's yeah, like for real.
It does
yeah.
a lot of the same things that lactose does without adding the extra sweetness.
Yeah.
I prefer not going the lactose and going the marshmallow route.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
Definitely. 100%.
This is my first experience with a marshmallow like that.
Yeah. I think I'm not a brewer and I'm not someone who knows everything about brewing, but I think that's like the new thing they're trying is instead of maybe adding the milk, the lactose and some of the sugars, they can just replace it and throw marshmallow in there and it can do the both and soften up the beer. Yeah. I could be wrong. Like I said, I'm not a professional. I just drink them. We'll start with
we drink them and we just tell it like it is.
Yeah. So this is an awesome thing here because normally we don't meet this guy on the show until like later on. But we're starting off the episode with Neb. So Neb is Ben's alter ego when he's drunk. So you know how like Bizarro has Superman has Bizarro? So Neb is just Ben backwards. And Neb, welcome to the show, Neb, on Beer One.
Hello, everybody.
we never had. It's been a long time since. I think the last time Neb showed up to a show
was Terrain's episode,
and that went fantastic.
Yeah.
I was
the
so
Jews.
Yeah, he, yeah. Oh, thanks. Wow. Here we go. Yeah, Ben just
that fucking.
Now we have to say the context. Cut. So we're talking about Superman, and Ben goes, "Yeah, he was like." And Ben's brain, Neb's brain, he was trying to just say he was created by. But when it came out, he was like, "You know, he's created by Jews, right?" And everyone, and we're like, "What? So?" And he's like, "Oh, just telling." Like in Neb's brain, he was just relaying the facts that two Jewish guys created the character Superman.
Here's, here's some info for
fact.
You.
A fun yes. fact, but the way Neb presented it was like
it was a slur.
It was fucking hard and astringent.
Yeah,
it really rubbed people the wrong way, and I apologize for that. By the way,
it was a very embarrassing episode. The whole time I'm like, we got to get the fuck out of here. Wrap it up.
And that's one of the very few episodes I never really watched.
Well, we might shock this one up to the depending on how this goes. All right, what's your take on this one, Bob? Buddy, feel.
So
you're not Bob.
I like this one. You get the berries right away, then the marshmallow kicks in. It's not the sour's not too far. Nice linger on the finish. I gave this a 3.7.
Okay. Oh wow, and you're not giving that extra 0.5 either.
Well, because on the premium, there are no fives.
I know. I'm busting your balls there, Bob.
All right, Neb, what do you think?
I mean, with everything going on with it, like, it's a little bit of a step up from, like, a regular sour because of the marshmallows. I would give that, like, a 3.75.
Okay. Tyler?
I love the flavors in this. I'm giving this, like, a 4.
Nice.
Yeah, this is very cool. Good. I never had, like, with marshmallows before, so that was... That was new for me, so it's very good.
The cheese foot. What do you think?
I'm on the page here with Tyler because this is the first time I've had it with marshmallow. And over the last couple of years, I've been kind of growing away from sours because it's just been a little bit too much on my tongue anymore.
We had a lot last night.
And the marshmallow evens it out. I think I could be back into sours if marshmallow is making a breakthrough here.
Yeah.
I went 4.
What do you think, Emma?
I'm going to go with a solid 4, too. I like the marshmallow because I'm not like a lactose beer fan.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they
went
that
route. Hurts
the
stomach afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, all right, I'm going to go visit the toilet upstairs after a couple lactose beers. I'm with you. I'm going to go a little higher. I'm going to go 4.25. What I'm excited is if anyone at this table hasn't had too many from Evergreen, my personal opinion, I think Evergreen is like top of the echelon right now when it comes to just beers. I think they make fantastic beers. I'm really excited for everyone to try them out. And we do have one more of this series that we will be busting out here.
Yeah, I'm going to actually do that one next.
All right. Bust it out, Neb.
Do it to it.
This is the sorbetto. This is the peach and strawberry.
Ooh. So my two favorite fruits right here.
I had a fucking punch through the whole fucking can on that one.
You should go a little easier on your pours because you're already coming in hot.
Yeah. Remember when you said don't spill anything?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have said that. Cause
I probably should. Yeah. Here's what we're gonna do. I'll pour mine over here and then you just pass the can around.
Anytime anybody's ever told me not do something,
that's good.
I do it.
That's good. As he keeps pouring. next beer. Give Bob more of yours. You don't need that much.
Yeah. That's all I'm doing.
What's the number on this guy?
Well, this is... Well, I have to log this one in.
We'll log it in after you read it off.
Yeah. Well, I have to get there.
12.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorbetto Series 12 is a sour ale with tangerine, peach, and strawberry. It's clocking at 6% alcohol by volume again.
I get more of the tangerine than anything on the smell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So we're knocking these out, no problem.
That's fantastic. Yeah. You smell a very heavy tangerine, and then it's just like a really nice mixture of peach, strawberry. I don't get much tangerine in the flavor.
We get like a nice like high C flavor, like Sunny D.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, this is great.
What do you want? I don't want the green stuff. I don't want the cola. Sunny D.
All right, Sunny D.
I want that purple. That's awesome, too.
Mm-hmm.
I dig it.
I really like the taste of this one.
Yeah, these two, like I said, these two, when we went to the... So we went... The kind of backstory on these. So we went to Evergreen to experience, like, go get some beers for the show because we wanted to take an Evergreen or two up to New York when we went to the It's Just Beer podcast, guys. And mm-hmm. we went in there and we're like, let's grab a couple extra and maybe we could put them on our show in a future date when we come back. And we went up there and we went to Evergreen, we went to Mellow Mink, and we went to where else am I thinking? Tattered Flag.
Yes.
And then we left those and we went to Bresky's. And we walked into Bresky's, and they had even more Evergreen and Tatter Flag that we were like, man, we really want to drink these. So we went to a brewery and bought almost all the beer they had available, then went to a beer distributor and found even more of the beers that they weren't selling at the brewery at there. So if you are into drinking beers and you want to experience a bunch of beers, I already have the beer burps. Bresky's in Harrisburg is unbelievable. It's like the Walmart of craft beer. Like, you walk in and it's
you're
just
a kid at a candy store when you walk in this
yes.
place.
Yes. So we went in and got a whole bunch. So we end up the whole day, we probably everything we mostly bought that day was either Evergreen or Tattered Flag. So we have enough. We have a pretty big lineup tonight of Evergreen, and then we have a pretty big lineup tonight next Friday that we're gonna do a Tattered Flag. So
oh, absolutely. Nice. Yes.
Ben, what do you think of this beer? Here's what your score.
I really like this one. This is definitely like a this is definitely a solid 4 for me because I like tangerine, strawberry, and peaches with it. It has a nice like profile to it. Like mm-hmm. it's just a solid profile overall. So the 4 is definitely justified just because of that.
Okay, so here's what you're gonna do right now. So you already gave your score, right? Get your check-in done. Get your tags done.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Get the next beer ready and type it in so you're ready to go.
No big deal. All right. I got you.
We're gonna stay with this rotation. We're gonna go Ben and then around and then to the table and then back to me. So by the time hopefully we get back to me, we're already ready to go for the next one. Sound good?
Fair enough.
Ready, break. Bob, what do you got?
I like this one a lot too. I gave this a 4. If you were to do this in a blind taste test, I don't think anyone would believe this is a sour.
Yeah.
That is mm-hmm. so smooth. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, I get a ton of tangerine on the nose, aroma-wise, not necessarily taste-wise. And once it hits the mouth, it's all peaches and strawberries. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is what I wish the imprint beers were. When they do the smoogies, they're more or less like you're drinking a mimosa or like a juice beer.
Oh, that's sick. It's a sweet beer.
Yeah, well, they call them sours, but they don't drink like a sour. I think they make their own classification of a style of beer. This is more up my road.
That's the other thing, too, is technically it's a sour, but it's not sour, but all fruit, but it's not sweet. So
yeah.
That's... You would normally think something with all that wasn't sour would be like sickly sweet, and it's not. It's spot on.
I think it had just enough sour to make it comfortable that you know yes. you're still drinking the sour. In my take, but this is what I would like the smoogies more to be, and not so much puree, and not so much like
the smoogies are like thick.
Yeah,
it's like drinking a milkshake. It's almost syrupy in a way. Not in taste, but in texture.
Yeah. They're delicious, but I can only have awesome. Tastes of them, like tasters of them.
Cool Dave and I went down there one time, and we did a flight. I think we did 3 flights, and it was like we tried every single one that they had, and by the time we left, I was like, I've had too many of these.
And you're probably like, I'm going to poop a lot.
Yeah, it was not.
Yeah.
They were all delicious, but it was
or
just
I'm
too
gonna
much
go through
at
diabetic
once.
Shock.
Yeah. Tyler, what do you think?
I do love this one. I stick by this. It almost tastes like a hard Sunny D
yeah.
to me.
So I like that comparison.
I give this one like a 4.25.
Yep.
This is very good.
Wow.
Cheese?
I went 4 again because this was delicious. I love that the smell and the taste were drastically different. I love that, you know, you got all of the tangerine and the smell, but then the taste, I got strawberries and peaches was really cool.
Yeah.
If you see if you're on Instagram and you're following them or you're following them on social media and they say, you know, we're doing a release of this series, you already have 2 of them in out of your way now. So this is something, if you are a fan of Evergreen, keep an eye on their social media when yes. these get released because they do a great job with them.
So keep an eye on them and definitely keep following. Follow them on social media, and if you can get a chance to get these beers, do it. They're fantastic.
Yes.
What do you think?
I'm going to go 3.5 only because I personally wouldn't, like, sit and drink it.
Yeah.
It's a nice, like, sit on the porch and have one.
Mm-hmm. Porching.
But, yeah.
Are we porching again?
I love porching. It's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, it's a good porching beer.
Yeah. It's crazy because I'm more of a strawberry peach fan, but I think if I had to pick one that I was going to drink more all day long, I'd go with the first one. I still think the peach one's fantastic. I'm going to go with a 4 on it, but I think the other one's a little more. I liked it a little more. With the
second one, speaking of porching, like that would be perfect for I'm done mowing the lawn. And,
it's nice and refreshing.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ben, what do we got?
We're gonna go with Fruit Vigilante.
I have had this. This is good. So when they told me it's the Vigilante beer, I was like, oh boy.
I got it. No,
I'm just terrified.
Oh boy.
I'm not gonna say you shouldn't be.
But when I heard Vigilante, I thought maybe we were gonna get like a Batman beer, like it looks gonna have like a Batman thing on it. But it was a Fruit Vigilante. But the can art is just
I love that can art. That's pretty cool.
A bunch of fruit, and it's at a police lineup, so it's pretty cool.
You got a full pour there, Bob. Good job. All right. Yeah.
The first time for everything.
This is more.
That's some bad.
I have a little extra, so if anybody wants it, go for it.
This is more. To me, this is more what an IPA should be. This is my kind of beer here. This is my favorite. Yeah. Like when I drink an IPA, I want these all day long.
Really hoppy on the nose.
Yeah.
100%.
But that fruit comes in there, softens it out, but it's still you're drinking a beer. Is this considered a hazy?
It looks like it.
Wow. Yeah.
No, they consider a New England IPA.
New England?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give us a read off.
So, Fruit Vigilante is an Evergreen Brewing Company brew with a New England style IPA, clocking at 6.8% alcohol by volume. Wow. A golden, silky, smooth IPA that tastes like a fruited shake. Double dry hopped with Simcoe, Citra, and New Zealand Motueka hops. That's it.
Cool. So what are you getting here, Ben?
It really does smell like a New England style. That's a good thing. Tasting-wise, it's like just a standard New England. It's a really strong New England. They did a good job on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 3.75 for this one.
All right.
Because it's a little bit above and beyond, and like if you want to get exposed to a particular style, this is exactly one that you want to get into. So.
Yeah.
Just for reference, does not contain fruit.
Does not contain fruit.
Yeah, that all comes from the hops.
The hops, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the little trick there. There's no fruit in it. It's just the hop. Yeah. Like some hop flavor profiles or hop profiles give you the citrus and the stuff like that.
It's like when you drink the wheats and the Hefeweizens and they call it banana and there's no banana in there, but you definitely get that type of taste.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Bob, what do you think?
I like this one a lot, too. I'm probably going to go with a 4 with this one. I didn't finish logging it in yet. The big fruity hits up front. The hops bitter kicks in. Delicious. Nothing to complain about at all here. This is good.
Yeah. This is fantastic. I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler?
Yeah, it smells and tastes hoppy, and it's a very good New England style. But I'll give this one a 3.75.
3.75?
Yeah. All these beers are great so far.
Awesome.
Did you finish? We finished another cooler already?
Yeah, we finished one.
I thought it was more than 3 in that one. All right. Cheese, what do you got?
I went 3.75 on this one, too. It's delicious, but I think it's one where I would drink one of them and then switch.
Really? Interesting.
It's, how do I put it? It's a little bit on the bitter for me, but you know I do like to get at least one of them in my rotation when I start drinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like to get one where I'm like, all right, now I got the taste going, I got the feel going, and this is I would definitely go with this one for that one that I would do. There.
Absolutely fair enough, Cheesefoot. What about you, Emma?
Oh, thank you, Nev.
Did you check the last one in?
I did. I got you in there.
Oh, there it is. Just popped up. Go ahead.
I'm giving this a 4 because this is like an all day beer for me. It is a little bitter, but it's smooth. Like it's not a lingerer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm also going with a 4. Citrusy, smooth, hoppy, citrus, and peppery is the descriptions of this one.
I don't get the whole peppery profile. About
I don't really
that,
either. But
I didn't until I took the end of that can. The butt of the can, there was definitely some pepper in.
Okay. I just want to give a quick thing here while Ben is pulling out the next one and typing it in and getting it ready.
I do have it ready.
Okay. You're fine. So Evergreen Brewing Company is from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. They have made 112 different beers. They average a 3.89, so they're right on the cusp of a 4 overall as a brewery. Just some of them out here. Juice Juicy, I've had fantastic beer. Dose Juicy, I had fantastic beer.
That's a really solid double IPA. If you want something like really robust, that's definitely one that you want to drink.
We very regularly get the Juice Juicy in at work on tap.
Yeah. Camp Pills is a pilsner they make. Is unbelievable. That gets an over. I think that gets an overall. I gave it a 4. trying to think what else here. I'm just trying to see. We have one coming up here. That was pretty good. I don't want to say it before we get to it. They had the collaboration, the All Together Now one, which was honestly one of the best beers I've ever had in my life. And it was a collaboration between a bunch of different breweries and them. I think Other Half was on it. It was huge.
Yeah, Other Half had the base recipe, and then everybody else went and deviated from the formula.
And Evergreen's was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was a solid one, too.
If you go there, they have a restaurant-style sitting. They have a lunchroom-style sitting where it's like just giant tables. They have a really long wraparound bar. They have merch. They have video games you can play and stuff there. Then they have a really beautiful outdoor sitting area. So there's a little bit of everything going on in there. I have not yet had any of the food there, but I wouldn't. It's the place is super clean. It's beautiful. You walk in, it's just a great place to be. And if you are there, do make it a point to swing also down the street a little bit into the strip mall. It's literally right down the road, and that's where Mellow Mink is.
Like literally a 3-minute drive.
Not even. It's not literally even one stop sign. Yeah. Like a stoplight, and then it's depending on which way you're coming. But definitely stop in there at Mellow Mink. I think it's one of those places that people aren't aware of yet. But if you go to Evergreen, I would definitely make it a stop to do both because you're right there, and Mellow Mink is once again another heavy hitter. But we had the Evergreen Mellow Mink collaboration, the Mink Fuzz, which was a peach sour, and it was awesome. Mellow Mink, for us people that are here in Schuylkill County, they make a beer called the Genovison, and it's it literally tastes like cold apple pie boilo.
Oh, wow.
And then they make it in a barrel aged, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's a sour barrel aged.
So smooth.
Yeah, it tastes like apple pie boilo.
I'm not one of you dirty skooks by birth, but I prefer my boilo cold.
Yeah.
I would put it in ice. I would put ice in it before I would heat it up.
Yeah.
Every time.
So definitely if you are.
Damn, talk about the rebel there.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you're into that, definitely swing by there as well. It is a great place.
Gross.
Yeah. I don't mind it cold either. It is better hot, but. All right, Ben, what do you got?
All right. Well, I got Cloudy Comet, the double IPA.
This is the one I was going to talk about. Ben this still has beer in his glass. Neb still has beer in his glass.
Absolutely fine. So no biggie.
So when we were buying beers, we almost bought this one beer, and I kind of told the guy we're part of a podcast, and you know, and he goes, if that's the case, if you guys are going to review this beer online and talk about it, may I suggest you switch your selection? And I said, sure. And he picked this beer out, and he says, in my opinion, this is one of the best beers we've made recently. Nice.
This one here.
Yes. Yeah. So this is the one where the guy behind the counter that was serving us the beer that day, pretty much he called the audible and said, please let me put this in your lineup. This is fantastic.
Wow. Yeah, this is the cat's ass of double IPAs.
I have not had this yet.
I've had it many times before, and I think it actually I think we actually had this on the It's Just Beer podcast then
too.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, you're right, we did.
Yeah.
The Cloudy Comet.
Yeah, this is definitely the cat's ass when it comes to double IPAs. Like
just
I said,
gonna stare at it whether you want to or not.
Yeah, yeah. He's gonna. He really wants that to stick. He wants that to be his thing there.
Or Uncle Don will say the cat's asshole, but it is what it is.
He's trying. He wants to make it stick. What do you think of this
I'm
one?
For
Dan?
It.
This is definitely like a very solid drinker. It's kind of like a little bit of a break, like if you're having like sours and all that, then too. And at the same time, that double IPA tastiness, really shines through with the profile. It's something that, like I will consider, like, the whole album, like a music album type of ideal when it comes to it. There's a few songs that are, like, really kick-ass, and then, like, that one, like, this would be the one that would be, like, that break to give you, like, all right, I like that song, a little bit of a break when it comes to it, like, this, like, style and genre. That would definitely be a 4 for me overall.
So the break in an album, and it gets
yeah,
a 4.
Like you just need that little bit of a break, like, because, like, you're hammering through, like, 4 fucking songs.
I don't see your analogy here.
It's like the ballad.
So in other words, like, you need a little bit of a break, like, just, like,
your cool down.
You're overwhelmed yeah. by, like, the ballads or whatever, mm-hmm. like the hard stuff.
Yeah.
And then this comes on, and you're
what
like,
would you score this?
I said 4.
A 4 for yeah. a break.
Yeah.
So, like, where you want to calm down, you know, not yeah. not be as excited as you normally would.
Yeah.
You want to take a break from the guitar solos and the amazingness of the album.
It's not a you bad know, it's, song.
No, it's not. But it's just like it's you just want song. You just want something like that, you know. Scratches that itch, but at the same time, though, it's, you know, lighter
awesome.
Than your other stuff.
Bob, what do you think of this beer?
I actually had this once before.
Yeah.
The first time I had it, I gave it a 4. I'm sticking with that today. Nice and fruity up front. The hops kick in. Again, they're not overwhelming. These guys hit it right on the nose again.
Yeah,
this is good stuff. There's nothing to complain about here.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't think any of the flavors get lost in this one. It tastes great. I'll give this one also a 3.75. I'm not really too big into, like, double IPAs, but this will keep me drinking them. This
yeah.
is good.
Oh yeah, yeah
this absolutely.
This is an 8.2, so this will crush you after a while. This will sneak up and take your girlfriend. You. Yeah. Jeez.
I went 4 on this one. It's awesome. It's delicious. It's very light. This is going to sound very strange. It doesn't feel like there's as much liquid as in my mouth as there actually
well,
is.
Actually,
in
you
my
know,
mouth.
If I can backtrack for a minute, I don't see it in the description, but if I did this on a blind taste or two, I would swear that there were oats in this, just the way that the mouthfeel mm-hmm. is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
The one of the description is mouthfeel or mouth coating.
It's a pillowy mouthfill.
Yeah.
Mouthfill.
I have a... Yeah, what's your score on that, then?
4.
4?
Okay. I'm into it.
Where are you at with your score and your little description here?
It's definitely a 4.25 for me. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It has, like, the consistency of, like, you're eating whipped cream.
Yeah.
Like, it's that softness, like...
The only thing that I got out of this that I didn't get last time, and I don't hate it, but it does have... Where you know you're drinking a double, there's a little heat to it, a little hop heat. Where you kind of have that little bit of burn mm-hmm. feel,
a little bit, yeah.
Like that. But I don't want to say it has the burniness, but it doesn't have the booziness to it. Where you're drinking something that tastes over boozy or over like where it's a really strong alcohol, but it does have a little bit in there. Let you know that hey, you are drinking an 8.
I
calm
think
down.
I think really there's a huge difference between hop heat and fucking you know, hop heat and that fucking burn.
I think this is general. More of a hop heat, in my opinion. Mm. That's what I would do. When I think heat, I think like a jalapeno beer.
Like, whoa! Like,
no, that's a hop heat. The hop heat for me is the super okay. Not super fresh, but it has a little bit of hop heat to it.
Mm-hmm.
But so when you for me when you drink this when we if you held the can to this it was ice cold. But when you drink this, it almost when it drinks like it has no temperature to it.
It's the bitterness can be to the point where the bitter is actually
yeah.
the equivalent of a burn. Yeah. I know exactly yeah. what you mean. Yeah.
We had a beer already by them too. That when you drank it, it was ice cold when we drank it. But as you were drinking out of the can, it almost felt like it was not as cold as it was hitting your mouth as it was when you were holding the can.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like
that was the social distancing one.
Was it?
Yeah,
it was
because it was like it was super cold coming out of the actual can, but like it didn't have that temperature
yeah.
overall, and that was fucking wacky.
Yeah, so how that happened. I'm also with you with the 4.25. That's what when I was scoring on Untappd, that's what I gave it before I stopped scoring. All right, Ben, what's our next beer?
All right, so we're gonna go off the cryptids. From Truth Behind Illusion.
This character was featured on the show on the very first episode.
I'm fucking psyched about it. Mothman.
Yeah.
Nice.
A Mothman beer. One of the quotes from that show is Tori said, "What do you think the Mothman thinks of all of his memes that are out there?" Actually, do this one.
Yeah.
What do you think? He thinks all the memes out there are the moth memes. And I said, I don't think the Mothman has social media. And she got a chuckle from that.
Which one? Okay.
The blueberry is long gone from those classes.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a lot of different Mothman.
Great. Your better glasses here. So
while Ben's pouring that,
Tyler, go for it.
This beer has been checked in by four of my friends. Out of four, it has 1,110 check-ins, and they average a 4.06.
Right, perfect pours for everybody. Fuck yeah. Mothman, another double IPA.
Yeah.
By them.
This is
a heavy boy, a 9.6.
Yeah, this is a 9.6.
My kind of beer.
This is definitely a heavy hander. Somebody put like a roll of quarters in their fists and fucking just went ham on that. That's a true thing. To have heavy fists. Yeah, no joke.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Read.
Oh, that's okay. Another good fun fact.
So Mothman's an Evergreen Imperial Double IPA, clocking at 9.6% alcohol by volume, a hazy IPA with citrus aromas that give way to notes of plump tangerines, ripe stone fruit, and sticky resin.
The word plump makes me laugh every time.
Plump.
Plump and sticky resin.
Plump and sticky.
Ooh.
So
smells first, like a little bit of malty, like a maltiness to it.
What about the taste?
Ooh.
Does not drink like a 9.6.
I like that. Wow.
Scary. That's dangerous, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a smooth citrusy. Mm-hmm.
So here's I'll go my analogy like first here. This beer can get you like a moth to a flame. It lures you in. You get drawn good to one. It, and you're like, man, I can drink this all day long. And then eventually that 9.6 goes, gotcha, bitch. And then you're taking your pants off in front of your in-laws, you know?
Dear Evergreen,
yeah.
Anthony is available.
But yeah, this is unbelievable. Smooth, yeah.
I really like the taste of this. Like, it has that, it's more of like citrus tangerine, like that softness of the tangerine. It's really nice. I really like this one, and I kind of was really looking forward to.
Where on the album would this be?
This would be like the second song. Like, you got ramped up on the first one. The second one just like kind of like carries it out and like elevates it that much more.
Is it getting a single? Is it a hit? Is it playing on the radio?
No, this is the one they should have given the single to, and they didn't.
I like it.
Yeah. Emma's right on about that. Good job. Yeah.
Is there?
I definitely
video?
Go with that.
Does it at least get a music video?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I would do that. Yeah.
This song doesn't get a music video, and then it fights you until it does.
Yes.
You know what song this is? You know what song this
comes
is
out
for
like
me?
2 years later.
This song for me, and this is not a knock, so I don't want to come off as I'm being like rude here or mean.
That's
but
very
this is
nice.
This is the gasoline to the I'm just
Mother
had a brain
Brain.
Fart. No. What was their first
Low Life?
Low Life.
Yeah.
So Low Life was a banger, but then when Gasoline came, we were like, whoa.
It's like, oh shit, this is also
this is the gasoline to the Low Life. This is you're saying the second song on the album that they probably should have pushed first.
Got a single.
Yeah. And then all the videos coming out for it, like the acoustic versions, like you just want as much gasoline in your life as possible.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I love Bishop's like play along for that video.
Yeah.
I would definitely give this a 4.25 because it's really nice. I like just because my cryptid that I really like is Mothman, and this is a really smooth drinker, and it has that citrus profile to it. It's just something else. Like it's just really a little bit different. If anyone can find this in their distributor, get it as soon as possible, because that's definitely one that you really shouldn't sleep on. Mothman's a really solid double IPA, clocking at like that 9.6% alcohol by volume.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's definitely one. That's kind of my beer of the night so far.
Awesome. Bob, where are you at?
This one's another four. There's absolutely nothing to complain about this. This is, and again, you would never think this has the alcohol that it does. This could be dangerous. Yeah. And twice as much because it's so delicious. This is good.
This is kind of misunderstood, yeah. Like Mothman too. Like, can this beer hurt you, or is this beer our friend? Yeah. You know, like, it tastes like it's our friend, but after 9-6 and you have a couple of them, yeah. You're like, this can lead to problems. This could be a prophecy. Like, yeah. I think a bridge is going to collapse soon. You know, that's a lot. Just get a little Mothman factoids out of the way. Tyler, what do you think?
I love the flavors in this. I still can't believe it's a 9.6, but I'm going to give this a 4. I was debating the 4.25, but it's like right there. Yeah. This is very good.
We have a brewery in the area that kind of has a theme of like horror and like monsters and stuff. The one up in Allentown, they do the chocolate monster, the chocolate peanut butter porter, the chocolate peanut butter beer, she abomination or whatever it's called.
You're slipping me up too much.
Hold on.
He's slipping up too much.
My alcoholic brain is not fucking comprehending this at this point in time.
She monster.
Oh, Spring you're House. Talking about Springhouse.
Springhouse. Yeah. I think Springhouse should do like Jesus, more. Tony. More. I know it was an ass, but I didn't want to say the wrong thing. Springhouse should do more like cryptoid bears like this, like Mothman and Bigfoot and stuff, because that's kind of like their theme. But you walk in, the place is like immaculate and gorgeous. Like, I was kind of hoping like you'd make a monster hanging from the wall or something. You know?
A haunted house.
Yeah, like a haunted house theme. Yeah. Jeez, what do you think of this beer?
I think Tyler and I are the same person today. I went 4 again, too, because this was awesome. Again, I would never know it's 9.6. I can see myself having 3 or 4 of these laying on a floor somewhere. I have a feeling that after this episode, I'm going to find myself being rolled out of Evergreen at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Evergreen. Like right by me, too, so you're good.
It's definitely one of those breweries right now. Like, they're actually doing like consistent stuff. So.
I think they're the top of the food chain right now.
If you guys want to go down and make fools out of ourselves, I'm definitely
in.
Interested.
I'm in.
I'll roll with it too.
All right, well, just come as Ben and leave as Neb. Don't show up as
relax,
Neb.
Relax. Hey, I'm not doing terrible as Neb. So
wait till you listen to it back.
I will. Hey, no biggie.
When you're reading your shower,
I have no shame.
And you're reading in your shower.
Do I get to be?
Tooth sec? Gummy bears
that,
in my fucking
is that cheese
mouth.
Foot backwards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tooth sec?
That's I have like a whole bunch of gummy bears and gummy worms in my mouth.
Nailed it. What do you think?
I'm going to give it a 4, too. It has some dangerous chug-ability to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes down
it's
really
it's stronger
smooth.
Than the other one, and how I said before, the last one had some heat to it. This has nothing.
No.
Kind of like a spiked version of Tang.
Yeah.
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 You know what? That's a very good comparison. I like Tang, by the way.
Yeah. The Stolen Sun that I was talking about earlier before the show does a sweet Tang beer.
Mm.
Ooh.
It's a sour Tang Goza. It's really good.
Again, like Tony was saying about like imprints beers, they should consider them like a sweet beer. Like just flat out, like to me, like I don't know about you, Tony, but flat out sweet beer. I got it.
Yeah. Get that down. My score is gonna be for this one. I'm going high. This is a 4 or 5 for me.
Nice.
This is
wow. You think that's a cat's ass right now?
I do. I think for what it drinks and being a nine six, and how smooth and how there's no heat, there's no burn. Yeah. That's fucking dangerous. And the Mothman name obviously gets a couple extra bonus points.
Mothman. Yeah.
That's what he sounds like. It's been confirmed.
I wouldn't be surprised if y'all were friends.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was Mothman.
He might be.
That'd be awesome.
If I'm Mothman, I'd be very fucking surprised.
I'd go with more of the Zodiac Killer, but I every now and then.
If you're
I go
Mothman,
to,
you have to tell me that. Right?
I go down to Ben's basement every now and make sure there's no people.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Give me a little bit of that. You need to go calm down on your pores.
Yeah.
No, we got it.
What do we got, Neb?
So there's
half an enchilada.
Yeah, so real quick, there's no mistake on this can. This is how they made it.
That's
so
awesome.
So that's the ironic thing about it. So
it's not the whole enchilada.
Half an enchilada is an Evergreen Imperial New England IPA, which is considered a double, clocking at 8.1% alcohol by volume. This hazy double IPA is goldenrod hued and brewed with new experimental New Zealand hops. Aromas of fresh pineapples give away a burst of tropical fruitiness along with a touch of nectarine. Finishes off soft with very little bitterness.
Gotta get rid of that beer burp first.
Whoo!
I apologize, guys. It's so warm in here. Nothing I can do about it until we get better air in this house, but I'm sorry, we're not in a house. We're not in a kitchen at all. We're in a
studio.
We're in Joe Rogan's podcast studio. When the Beer You Are guys came, they're like, oh shit, I watched a couple of episodes. I thought you guys were like, you paid for studio space. I'm like, God, I wish.
Dude, that's what it was like on the deli. I missed that. People were like, are you kidding me? Like, they're like, you're next to each other? And I'd be like, yeah, dude. And I'd be in his screen.
And you walk in, it was like, it was like a couch, like four people sat on watching you guys play. I came to one episode, and I think I wore a green shirt, and it was only my head floating on the screen. Oh, my God.
If you were in the room, you're like, wow, this place is terrible. But watching it, you're like, man, how much do they spend on this studio?
Yeah, me and Randy would sit in the front porch and just talk, and then you guys are in there playing games.
I think it's a fucking whole gimmick overall. This is just a nice, like, I'm just so used to it, ingrained into it overall.
Of what?
Of, like, the studio.
Oh.
Oh. I wasn't sure what I didn't know what you were leading with.
You're looking at me, but nice. You're not.
Like,
he's looking through you.
I'm looking through you. No, but seriously though, I like just dealing with you.
Just dealing with you. What do you think of this beer?
It's like life in slow motion.
This was definitely a very nice beer. I really love the can art.
Real quick,
I
think it will... when Ben's in this phase, I feel like in his brain right now, Mickey Mouse Fantasia is going on.
with the buckets.
Yeah.
Get a broom. Somebody get a broom, please.
Like
no, that's when I have weed.
Yeah?
Well, that's when I have weed.
Right now,
that's
it's just the
it's like the Fantasia experience happens when I like smoke.
I feel like right now in Ben's head, whatever's controlling it, like whatever mythical creatures in brains Ben trying to keep everything together, like I feel like it's working on an assembly line, and he's just like, everything's good, it all checks out, that's normal Ben, it's really fast, but it's working, and then right now, like everything, the assembly line's smoking, shit's flying all over the place, the guy's like, he has a gun in his mouth, he's trying to kill himself, like, he's like, man overboard, he's hit the emergency stop, it's not working, like.
Everyone called off today.
Yeah. Everyone's at the bar in Brain's head.
No, I would say like between the Mothman and Half an Enchilada was definitely one that I actually really wanted to try out, just because like the label is like it's one solid label, but they actually purposely cut off like half of the label, but it's a full label overall.
Yeah, because the bottom half is actually just silver label. It's pretty.
Yeah, clear. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. It's clear, and like that's, you know what.
Oh, it's probably clear, and I'm big dumb. I get that.
No, but seriously, though, that's definitely one that I really appreciate just because of the novelty of it.
What's your score?
I have to give that one a 4.
4?
4 because of the novelty of the can, the tastiness of it overall, and just... Yeah, I'm so glad they did something so gimmicky like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bob?
I'm giving this one a 4, too. A lot of these are very... I mean, you can tell the difference between all of them, but they've all been very similar. To me, the fruit profile at the beginning of this one is a little different than the rest of them.
Yeah.
I get more pineapple-y kind of out of that. I like that better. Great fruit flavor up front. The hops kick in. It's not overwhelming. Super smooth and easy for 8, whatever mm-hmm. it is.
8-1?
Again, it's another one that's in danger territory.
Yeah.
Everything tonight has been fantastic like mm-hmm. that.
So Evergreen, I feel, is in the same boat as Dew Trail, where they have, like, when you drink an Evergreen, you know you're drinking an Evergreen. But every beer has its own characteristic to it. It's not like you're drinking the same beer over and over, because a lot of people thought with Newgrain, like, how do they keep putting out all the same hazy IPA and not having the same beer? They do all taste different.
I have some friends that actually, they did that with New Trail. I'm like, oh yeah, they're just making the same thing and putting different labels on everything. And then they did like 6 of them. When you do it just like this, there might be a lot of similarities, but there's enough there that you can tell everyone is its own.
We even had a guy who doesn't drink beer try all the new trails, and he's like, I don't like beer. I think they all suck, but I think they all suck differently.
Yeah. Andy Hedder,
yeah. So where are you at, Tyler?
This one, it doesn't really leave like that coating in your mouth as much as like the other ones, but I don't know. It's still very good. I'll give this a 3.75.
3.75.
Yeah.
Cheese?
I went 4 again with this. This is awesome. It's
nice.
Half an enchilada. It's not the whole enchilada. You know, you can't give it the 5. But
expectations here.
But it's delicious. Again, dangerous. I think Evergreen's going to be getting a visit from me for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're all consistently great beers.
That's our goal. That's our goal, to experience people to new things.
I'm intrigued by the other like alcohol like volumes now. Because like I can't believe they're that high.
We're getting the blasted.
The first two were not that strong. These ones are hanging out for you. What you?
Yeah, the last few.
What do you think?
Geez, I can't believe it.
I'm giving it a 3.5 only because now I'm starting to compare it to everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's good, but...
It's not like the last two.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the same boat, but I still think it... I think it still gets a 4 for me. It's still fantastic for being that high. It doesn't drink a high. But yeah. I do agree with you, compared to the Cloud and compared to the Mothman, this is definitely not in the same tier. They're not the same beer.
No.
But it's not a bad thing. It's still a great beer. It's getting a 4 for me.
It's some fucking Final Fantasy shit.
Score. There's nothing wrong with that at all,
Like that Mothman is close for me as being one, like, it could have been higher. It could have been a 4.75.
Yeah.
It could have been.
Yeah, that was definitely a solid double IPA. Like it, again, like I say to some people, it's one of the toughest things like to get a good double IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Like triples, DIPA. Yeah, good DIPA. The TIPAs are actually pretty well reserved for Equilibrium. That's just me.
Yeah,
just because. But
what do we got?
We got
Ooh.
Cliffside Push from them as well. So I got
your Cliffside Push sounds like it was like 2 in the afternoon.
Man, we're fucking doing beer rush mode fucking hard at this point in time.
This is impressive.
Jeez, Ben got super gangster there. Cliff Push, right?
It's Cliffside Push.
Like push you off the cliff.
Yeah.
You're at the cliffside, you get a push, and hey, that's an accident.
The end of that.
Yeah.
Speaking of cliffside push and accidents, I just watched a documentary while Ben's pouring on HBO called Class Action Lawsuit, it was about an amusement park in New Jersey that had
the action point with Johnny
class
Knoxville.
Action. Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And it was
Action
awesome.
Park, right?
Action Park, they called it our Class Action Lawsuit Park or something like that.
Clash Ashing and Park, something along those lines. Wow, I
pretty much
my fucking word.
Really close.
Yeah, we said it a couple times. But yeah, this part, like, it's a documentary on HBO. It's insane. Like, people have died and got seriously hurt, and this whole place was just like, it had a front to have insurance, but it never had insurance. And like, if someone died there, like, it was an employee, and they would just lie. Like,
didn't they like closed and they reopened it?
They closed it and then another place bought it, but it wasn't extreme. So then people were like, we don't care.
It was like in 2011 that they tried to open it up and then they like closed it again.
Like, people only went to get hurt. Like, people were like, yo, this is the, if you didn't go to this park and get hurt, you're like,
everybody who has ever been is like, you got an Action Park score?
Yeah. Yeah.
All they needed was like a waiver in the beginning and they would have been fine.
Yeah.
That's it.
And they said it was literally ran by teenagers. Like they
it
would,
makes
they,
sense.
Like he was just
checks
like
out.
Kids well, like 14 years old like running the ride.
Fun fact, in the United States, amusement parks are not governed by minimum wage or child labor laws.
Really?
So you can hire in 13-year-olds at like $3 an hour.
Yep.
Oh wow.
And then they watch the disclusion.
And then it's they're responsible for making sure you don't die. Great.
That's why I don't ride rides anymore.
I'm crazy.
I get older and I look at the operator, I'm like, nah.
No,
make sure this bar's on, you motherfucker. Ben, what do we got here?
So this is Cliffside Push from Evergreen. It's a New England IPA clocking in at 7.5% alcohol by volume. A blend of citrus, Southern Cross, and Sabro hops in the New England style IPA gives notes of mango, coconut, lychee, and warm pine needle.
Please, ooh, God, no coconut.
No, it's definitely not coconut. No, like, it really does. I get more mango than anything
off
of that.
You're getting coconut?
I get a little bit, yeah.
Probably. See, I do too, yeah. Like, mango, coconut,
and
the pine on the lingers on the finish.
Mm-hmm. You goofballs.
Like, I got a lot more pine. Yeah.
I get more of that mango. I get more of the mango out of
crazy
that.
This is a New England style, and it's kind of has that piney West Coast style.
Mm-hmm.
What's your score?
I don't know, 3.75 would be a definite solid score. Just
take another sip, just to make sure, because I rushed you a little bit.
Yeah, I know you did.
Go ahead, Russ.
I know
sip.
You did.
Take a
I
sip.
I know you did.
Take a sip. Get a little in you. One more. Get one more sip.
Have a little sip.
All right, now what do you think?
I'm gonna sit reserved at 3.75.
Cool, Bob, what do you got?
Right on top again with a four. These guys are consistent. I get the mango right up front. As it fades out, I get a little bit of coconut before the hops kick in. If I didn't know any better, I'd swear there were oats in this too. Really smooth and creamy mouthfeel. Delicious. No complaints. This is four.
Yeah.
So how you like being on the show here, Bob, for your second time around?
Having a good time again.
Yeah. Fucking right, man.
Hell yeah.
Good.
I'm gonna slowly try to convince Bob to get a Facebook. Ignore everyone and just join our Facebook group chat. So, so we can keep him in the loop with shows.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Hey, no, seriously, go for it. Like,
I think you might be able to just like make a Facebook, get the Messenger, and then delete Facebook.
Yeah, you can just have Messenger.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously, like you were a good time the last time, and then you're a good time right now.
Everyone on the show last time was like, we definitely want him back on for more episodes. Yeah, so you definitely, passed the test of everybody. Andrew and Pops were very impressed. They thought you were awesome. So,
and put it this way, I'll tell you right now, to your face, you're all right, Bob.
And that's Neb.
Oh my God,
nailed it.
That's Neb talking. We don't know what Ben feels like yet.
Tyler, that's Ben talking.
You score too. This?
I'm giving this a 3.75. I feel like Evergreen like knows what their strength is, and that's what keeps them consistent. But
yes,
3.75 from me.
Yeah. So a lot of these are the IPAs, obviously, but like, we started off with a little bit of their like the fruity style beers from them too,
and those are fantastic.
Yeah, so they definitely, like I said, man, I the only thing I've never had from them yet is a stout.
Yeah, we never had a stout from them.
I had a pilsner from them. The pilsner was amazing. It is so warm in here. I'm gonna try to open the side window.
I know. I think they had like a porter. That was really the only thing that they really had overall. But I never really had anything like that.
The sun is still out.
And Tony's like fucking jerking hit the Excuse window me? Open.
All right, Ben. Jeez, what do you think?
I think I got a broken
one. I don't
know
where that one.
Was going. I don't know what happened. I think I got a broken one because everybody keeps saying mango and coconut, and I'm just over here like, man, I'm eating some pine right now.
I got a lot of pine. I think the coconut for me kind of flattens out.
I got pine too, but I didn't get it until the finish.
Yeah, I didn't get anything but the pine, which maybe I got a broken one. Maybe
your broken tongue.
Yeah, maybe my tongue is broken. That's true
too. That might be it.
But still delicious, even when those are the only things I get from it. So I went 3.5.
Okay.
Give it a 3.75. It's very smooth. Again, Evergreen. You could drink these all day. It doesn't matter what it is.
Little too much coconutty for me. It's not horrible coconut where it tastes like I'm drinking suntan lotion, but it's enough in there that I know that it's there. But everything else that it sits with it makes it, it picks up for it, like the mango and the pine. But I'm gonna go 3.75 on this. Or no, I'm sorry, not 3.75, 3.25. 3.25.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He hates coconut.
Yeah.
Not a coconut guy. Listen, right. I'm turning the corner on stouts. I don't think I'll ever turn the corner on coconut.
Is that a Foster's? This is a big boy.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, so this is Peachy Keen.
Oh, I've had this.
Yeah, so we're going big boy pours and big girl pours.
Thank you.
It's a big boy. I know you're here. Relax. And like, big boy, and you're like, motherfucker. And I'm like, big girl pours too, and they're like, oh,
so this, hell yeah. I will be up front and honest with this one. This one is a little older than I would like it to
Perfect.
Be. Ben
for the crowler.
Ben bought it, and it was supposed to be a personal can for me because he knows I like peach beers. But I sat on it for the show, and then so many shows came up, it never fit the show.
We still have a whole lot of this in there.
So I don't know how this is going to be. It is not 100% fresh. So keep that in mind when drinking. If it is bad, it's like I said, it's not 100% fresh.
Well, peach and lactose, it is what it is.
Is this the last beer of the night?
This is the last beer from Evergreen that we have.
So the last beer of the night?
Yes.
See what he did there? Because he brought something, he's trying to sneak in. So I said, this is the last beer of the night. And he goes, this is the last beer. See, even Neb tries to be sneaky.
Yeah.
And I know you're fucking
I'm not trying to be sneaky. I'm trying to be completely honest with it.
Yeah. You were behind a veil there.
Yeah. I told you he was an off man.
Who's giving you a ride home after this? You better call somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know?
Your ass better call somebody.
Good news, somebody.
Ooh.
I like that.
That held up really nice.
Well, we kept it refrigerated.
We did.
I thought you just buried it in the backyard until now.
No.
Can we do an episode like that?
Buried beers yard. Or buried in the yard beers.
Yeah.
Banging Beers, the buried fucking series.
The buried series.
No, this is actually pretty tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Peachy keen. This is an 8.2.
8.2. Yeah, I opened the window and immediately I was like, oh my god, things are going on. This is a milkshake inspired IPA rested on the peach puree, vanilla, and hopped with a bright expressive of German experimental hops. This is a 7.2 Evergreen Brewing Company. It has been checked in 301 times and it sits at a 3.92. Mm-hmm. Ben, what do you think?
This is a totally different taste what people expect from it. Like, a peach milkshake IPA, like, from it, I'm just like, it just has a different flavor to it, a different funk, as you can say. And it's
a totally
just,
different feel.
It's just something totally different. Like, I thought it was going to go one way, but it went in a completely opposite direction.
Yeah.
And it's really nice for Evergreen to actually go that opposite direction and make it their own and make it tastier than what it should be.
It's shockingly to say, even though it's still an IPA, I think this has a stronger peach presence than the other one.
Oh my god, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is like, not easy to. I feel like it's easier to get more of the. I guess because the purees in this one, it could be. I don't know. I'm not a beer maker.
I think it's more of the traditional hops in it than two. Yeah. Like it's like more of the traditional hops in this overall, and it really makes it like nicer to taste overall.
These are
like that's definitely like, if you want to have this at the end of the day, I think you'd be good for the whole entire night.
That's 7.2 too. It does not drink like a 7.2.
No.
So what's your score, Ben?
I would give this a 4.25.
Wow.
Damn.
Like it's so different and it, like just tries to do so many different things. Oh, excuse me. It does so many different. I'm like, oh yeah. It does so many different things.
No one has ever puked at the table. Please, no. God, don't do this.
Yeah. No.
We want to keep it that way.
I have puked on this episode. On an episode, no one's seen it.
I have to go in the bushes. That's his key term.
I went out back.
That's for the yard.
I'm like, I got to meet the bushes.
Oh yeah, after the next morning after we did the two back like the big episode of Banging Beers in with the It's Just Beer podcast guys.
Yeah.
I woke up the next morning and my stomach was jacked up and I'm like, I'm gonna
it's like I gotta meet the bushes.
I'm gonna take a walk in the woods. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard all those ones. And they're magical episodes. I really love those guys.
Mm-hmm.
No joke.
Like, guys, a little too much. You probably check your mail. Be careful, he's like creeping in outside of your houses.
This is Theater Ben right now.
Yeah, this
it's
is
been a while.
This is the Ted Bundy Neb talking to you right here.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat alive.
Somebody check his crawl space right now.
I'm gonna eat alive.
All right. Alive. Did you give it a score?
No, it's a 4.25.
Cool,
for me.
Bob.
That's a solid one.
Where you at?
This is gonna be my beer of the night.
Really?
I give this a 4.5. The peach of vanilla, perfect. You'd never know the alcohol was this strong, dangerous, smooth. But I think the peach and the vanilla are combined perfectly on this one. This is my winner.
Yeah, I'm torn. This one, another one, I'm torn on. I'm gonna be honest, Tyler.
Yeah, this is a lot more unique than the other ones we just tried. I don't know. I'll also give this one 3.75.
Okay, that's a good score.
Yeah.
I had myself a day today. These are all awesome. Worst score I gave anything was a fantastic score. I'm going 4 with this one, too, because it's delicious. I love the peach. I love the vanilla for it. It's a lot more flavor than I was expecting to get from it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, this is definitely a lineup that you have them all, and you're like, man, like any one of these beers, if they weren't all grouped together, could steal beer of the night.
Yeah.
If, you know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Yeah.
So this is going to be a tough pick to pick the beer of the night.
You know what? I'm going to shoot.
We're not being paid by Evergreen either.
No. I mean, if they want to sponsor
us. Yeah, they want to sponsor us, but like, all of these beers are fantastic.
The only requirement to sponsor us is just send me a t-shirt.
We're not asking much.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're killing it.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot from the hip. I'm going to get my beer in the night overall.
We're not there yet.
Hold on. Hold on. No.
Tough.
Ben just like fuck everyone else's reviews. This is Neb saying this show is his at this point. What do you think of the last beer we had and ignoring the beer of the night vote?
I'm giving it a 3.75. It's very solid, but I don't know. It's not what I expected, and it's not a bad thing. I just wanted something a little different from it. Like I was expecting a little bit more sweet.
A little more of the milkshake, like more of the more of the sap.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the profiles in this one is peachy, smooth, creamy, hoppy, and bitter. Mm-hmm. I think when it comes to all that, I think they nail it out of the park. This for me is also a 4.50 for me. Yeah, 4.5.
It's definitely one of those beers that you have and you're like, all right, like they did a reverse direction with it, like because they could have made that
Moss
peachy as fuck. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like I don't think that they really tried to do so that. Spanish. Overall, they were trying to go with a different direction, and I
guess that's good then.
It's cool, but like I'm gonna say, the double IPA really works out.
Right, you are your own planet,
Bob.
I am.
Since Ben already has given his Mothman for beer of the night, what is your pick?
Beer of the night,
Peachy Keen,
yeah. Tyler.
Mine's gonna be the Mothman.
Mothman moves up another spot.
We're up two.
What is your beer?
Jeez. I know it's not gonna win, but. This marshmallow really
sorbet,
does.
Yep. Sorbetto. Emma.
Taking cloudy.
Wow.
Cloudy. It's going to be a clear runaway for me. I'm also going Mothman. I'm torn between that and Peachy Keen, but I'm going to go with the Mothman for the win. So the beer of the night is the Mothman.
Absolutely. The fucking cryptid.
The cryptoid. Beer.
Yeah.
That's an amazing beer.
All right, slide the other ones back. Now the rule is here, you cannot vote for the same beer twice.
Yes.
So your beer of the night cannot vote it for second place. So Ben, what are you going for your next place here, beer? Mm. Well, actually, I'll do mine quick.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I'm going We're Peachy going Keen. Now. Peachy Keen's my number two. Go ahead, Ben.
I would say half enchilada. No.
That's not half enchilada.
Yeah, it's not half enchilada. I'm half in the bag, so that's half enchilada.
You were half
right
in the
now.
Bag when this started.
Yeah.
Let's not do that again.
You're never. In the hole in the bag now.
Yeah. Bob, you were second place beer.
The half enchilada is my number two.
All right.
Wow.
Was nice. Another spot. Tyler.
Somebody this, actually go understands
this
right me.
Here. This is actually a fantastic beer.
Oh, yeah.
Peach
this
Shopper.
Is very good.
Yeah.
I'm going to move this up.
We're going to move that fug up. There you go.
Jeez.
You can probably guess this because Tyler and I are the same person.
Uh-oh. We got...
Oh, man. We got a tie.
Literally, nice. The fate of second place relies on you right now.
Pick the Peachy Keen. Fuck it all up.
Half enchilada. Half enchilada. No, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, I like that one way more.
Half enchilada, number two of the night.
Damn.
All right.
Oh, man.
Number three. Let's slide them all back. All
right. We're going to go that way. I'll go with the sorbetto, the other sorbetto. The
blueberry?
Peach. The peach.
Oh, the peach.
This one. Yep. That would be mine.
Bob.
Marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I second that.
Tyler marshmallow. With the marshmallow.
Damn, I can't vote for either of them. I'm going to go with the cloudy. Because here's the problem. My next rational three would be Mothman, and then my next one after that would be the half enchilada.
Yeah.
Damn.
So this was a good day.
I'm going to go with marshmallow.
Marshmallow?
Oh, yeah.
Marshmallow will win. I believe it has about a three now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would go with cloudy, I would go with either one of those two, but neither they're not. So I would probably say the peach, but I'm cool with that winning as well.
Very strong candidate.
Actually, wait, no,
overall.
No. I would go because I said this was better than the peach. So yeah, this one would 100%. So our number one would be Mothman, the double IPA. Number two would be half enchilada. Number three would be the sorbetto, blueberry with blueberry every berry. It's the all berry with marshmallow beer.
The oops all berry with marshmallow.
The oops all berry with marshmallow. Now, when it comes to the beers here, what are we picking for can art of the night?
I gotta go with Mothman.
I would agree.
I really like Mothman. He's just a badass.
I would wear that on a t-shirt.
Yes. Yes.
That's how I vote my can art of the night.
Yes.
I got to do a review here.
That one's really 80s. I do like that one a lot, too.
I kind of like that one, too.
Yeah, this one's cool,
It too. Makes me giggle.
Yeah.
I don't even know the instrument.
Cheese foot giggle
playing.
Porn.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm with Emma.
I have
that
to bring
one.
That up. Yeah. That was fucking hilarious yesterday.
Fruit Vigilante. Yeah. Tyler, what's your pick?
I would go with Mothman.
Mothman?
But I thought it was going to be the Fruit Vigilante at first.
You're a musician. What is he playing?
Until that came up. Let me see here.
I think he's playing a kazoo. Okay.
Like Mothman looks like a Funko Pop. It's pretty cool.
I really like the Mothman.
It's like a guitar, but it's like...
Oh my God, what is
Evergreen,
that?
If you're listening, comment and tell us what the hell instrument that is.
I thought it was going to be like a hurdy-gurdy or whatever.
A hurdy-gurdy.
It's a hurdy-gurdy.
Whatever it is, you should
that's
buy one.
A hurdy-gurdy right there.
You should buy one and learn how to play it.
Oh my God, I totally would.
Yeah,
I'll love that.
I'll take a look at
Neb
it.
Might.
I would do like some pirate shanties on it.
What is your pick, Chase, for Canada of the Night?
I am torn because Mothman is awesome, but the Fruit Vigilante makes me laugh a lot. So
I think
we're going to go
very,
with Fruit.
I think it's a very long mandolin.
Okay.
It's a very long mandolin that he's playing.
Just go ahead.
Fruit Vigilante.
You're going.
And I'm just like,
I think
Jesus
Mothman
Christ.
Had more votes, right? Was it?
Yeah.
Fruit,
yeah.
Consensus.
Yep. So Mothman will get Canard of the Night.
Wait, how many did that one have?
I think it had three with me, Ben, and Tyler.
Canard and Winter of the Night.
Fruit Vigilante?
Yeah, it's 3-3.
3-3.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's a tie. Fuck
wow.
it.
Yeah.
Both win.
Hell
absolutely.
Yeah.
I totally. I back that 100%.
And I'm cool with that.
I was torn between those two.
One.
So, yeah, it makes me happy.
All
it's
right.
It's one of the very few beers that we actually had that actually won not only Beer of the Night, but also won Canada of the Night,
yeah.
too.
That's happened recently. I just don't remember what beer it was. It just happened recently, though.
That's awesome.
Actually, I think last night, I think the tea won Best Beer and Beer of the Night and Canada of the Night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right.
Oh, yeah. Less last night.
I really like that
actually
one.
Actually yesterday.
Yeah. Neb wasn't here, though.
Literally yesterday.
Yeah. Ben, what do you got to talk about?
I have nothing to talk
Thank
about.
Thank God.
Bob, like 2 seconds.
Bob, anything to plug?
Nah, not really. I'll be on the road again somewhere checking out new breweries soon.
Nice.
But
follow him on his Untappd so you can see where he's at.
Yeah,
follow Bob on Untappd.
But other than killing my liver, there's nothing special on the agenda.
Bob, just let us know where you are, Bob, and you want to come back on again.
Bob actually brought us a sticker from Elk River Brewing Company. I gave Bob a handful of stickers for the show he can give out to people and hand out. And he actually gave us a lineup for a future episode of when he was on vacation.
Awesome.
He brought some stuff for us. He brought what he said was one of the best ciders he's ever had in his life.
Nice. Cool. I hope you're on that episode.
He will be. We'll get on. Right.
Cool.
I think Bob would be a great asset to Banging Beers.
Absolutely.
We keep Bob around. We like Bob. And for those who don't know, we met Bob because he just found us on Untappd and just like comments and likes all of our posts. And I was like, do you want to come on the show? And
he's like,
yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I can do that.
You name another podcast that you watch that you can potentially be on one time. I'll wait.
Hey, you could be some rando guy or woman.
All this and more
like,
could be yours if the price is right.
Yeah.
He could be one rando type of guy.
Bob's check cleared. He's on the show.
The price is one comment, by the way.
Yeah, it's literally just a like on Facebook.
Maybe a please. We'll take a please.
Yeah.
Rando guy. Or gal, and you'd be like, "Yo, like, we'll invite you over." Like,
yeah,
we're one of the very few
we covered this
podcast
last night.
Covered all
literally.
Of it.
Still though,
you're just repeating stuff at this point.
I don't care.
It's just hanging out.
I don't care.
Tyler,
don't care.
What do you got the plug?
We got a Bad Maggie at the Hideout in Mary D. on September 26th, and I'm stoked for that. And
Mary,
I think there's gonna be, it seems like there's gonna be a great turnout, so I'm like super stoked about this one. We're gonna be acoustic,
nice.
a full band acoustic. And it's gonna sound, I think it's gonna sound pretty cool. So I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm gonna butt in a little bit here.
Uh-oh.
The Smart Inquisition.
Yeah. Once again, we heard you say it a minute ago. Let them get their plugs out, man.
Go ahead.
He already did.
That's all I got. Jesus. And September 6th.
Yeah, you guys are going to
save
totally.
One here.
Yeah, I've got same plugs as last night, September 6th. Tyler and I are both going to be doing this Labor Day Luau at the Grove. It's going to be awesome.
I'm playing the kazoo. I have a whole set planned out.
We got the fucking
Are you fighting Noah
rolling.
For that? Because Noah's got the dibs on the kazoo.
Oh, well, then we'll team up. We'll
and then,
do a dueling kazoos. Yeah.
Speaking of Noah, he has a show for us on October 18th.
and it is going to be a Halloween show at Keystone Ramp Works. And we got Jake from Handguns is headlining, and that'll be awesome. We're gonna
Noah is a 14-year-old kid who runs his own like music label. He has blogs. He has a bunch of people in the area working with him and working, you know, with him to try to promote local music and try to get it out there. He's literally a kid that it doesn't matter how old you are. If you have a strong work ethic, you can get things done. Please, please, please go over to Punksteria on Facebook, Instagram, all social media. He is there. And
give him 100% support.
Go buy a t-shirt. He made a brand new t-shirt for this Halloween show coming up. It's his first really big show we ever put together like this.
It's his biggest show ever, though.
Yeah, this is his third show we put together, but his biggest one to date. And you can buy a Punksteria little ghost t-shirt. Hook the kid up,
man. It's really cool.
Buy some t-shirts
off him. He also sells the t-shirts at such a small price that I can't believe he
sells them. I think they're like, $15? Something like that.
Yeah, I was on his website. I kept scrolling. I'm like, I want this one, but I want also one.
I bought the license plate one.
So, yeah.
I have the license plate one, and I have the black shirt with the
I like the one with the house. It's the one house that you have. I'm probably going to get that one.
He's got the DIY mentality in. If you want to have his shirt, you can have his shirt.
Yeah.
If he's 14 years old, and if you were like, hey, I want your shirt, but I don't have any money, he'd be like, all right, I'm getting you a shirt.
Yeah.
He's that kind of guy.
He's a cool guy. So that's some excellent customer service.
Yeah, he's a great kid, man. Just go buy some merch off him. He's already done
support
logos.
Support the hell out of him, too.
He's done logos for us. Our Bangin' Beers ribbon logo that we call it, but it's clearly a past ribbon ripoff.
PBR, yeah.
He's done that logo for us. He's done a bunch for Cheese Split.
Like six or seven through Noah right
he's
now.
Done our, he's done our Not Cool in High School Nintendo looking logo. Right.
Yeah.
Also, with speaking of Noah's logos, if anybody wants anything as far as logos he's done for me on stickers, I have stickers. You just let me know where you're at, and I'll send them to you. I'll cover shipping and everything.
100%.
And in seven years, he'll be on the show.
Yeah. he will. Listen, I did make a rule. He had to be 18 to be on the podcast, on any of the podcasts on the network, but I did make an exception for Noah because he has stuff going on. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I am open for everyone's stories on interviews with everyday people, but I think like if a 13 or a 12-year-old comes on and tells their stories, it's not saying that your story is not important, but you have, you have so much more you have going
life's
on.
Life's going to fuck you up.
Porn the support
yet,
for Noah.
You're going to get some more fuckery thrown your way. TTV TechWorks following us. Oh, we're not following us yet. Hopefully they gave us the follow. They did. They followed us on... I was not paying attention.
Shit, yeah.
Gave us the follower on Twitch. Thank you guys so much. This looks like a good podcast, man. Well, we have six different shows we do here. This is just the beer one. But thank you for coming and hanging out. You literally just caught us at the very, very end here. But thank you for the follow and talking to us. Yeah, anything to plug?
Not necessarily. Just go and support the Cheesefoot and Bad Maggie and Noah and these shows coming up. It's gonna be a good time. I'll be there for sure.
We'll be there.
Yeah,
we'll be awesome. There. Thank you guys. Pretty much my plugs are always the same. Just check out the rest of stuff on the network. Check the links below. Follow us on all social media. We're trying to grow that Facebook group up where anyone can go on there and make posts and reviews and go live. Hopefully, here's a goal I have. I want to start doing like bands. So like maybe like if you guys want to ever do like a during a practice session and just go live and do like two or three songs and
post it
on the page.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and you could do your from your Bad Maggie page. Just link it to the Bangin' Beer group page or something like that, or interviews everyday people, and we could do like little streams, you know.
Awesome.
I'd be cool with
that. I would like recommendations.
Try
like
again.
Like recommendations.
Recommendations.
Like for
recommendations.
For like recommendations for
reparations.
Like, no recommendations.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, no. For like beer bars.
Oh, so you want people to comment where they
be
go
like,
to drink?
Hey,
beer.
Bangin' Beers, guys. Guess what? You should go to this place, and we can actually go there.
I like it.
Yeah, nice. I like that.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
He's staring at me. The lights are on and nobody's home.
He's a haunted I'm white
here.
House.
I'm here.
No, you're not.
I'm here. Don't worry.
Anyway, we're out of here. When is next stream? So we go live every Monday for Truth Behind Illusion. That is a paranormal podcast we do. Ooh. Tuesday night is Not Cool in High School. That's our video game, comic books.
Pop culture.
I'm pretty sure Ben's going to have a little something for everyone we say here. Wednesday nights we're off. Thursday night is our wrestling podcast. Friday nights is the Bangin' Beers, which you're watching here. All right.
Also, today is Saturday.
And Saturday, we did a Saturday because we have a lot of beers.
We're
we
doing double overtime.
Yep, tax free.
Ben especially.
Ben is the trip. Ben's on his third shift. We'll see you guys next time. Bangin' Beers podcast. We're out of here.
Take care, folks.